This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, man, we back. We got a special one-on-one intervention for Mr. Czar. Hopefully he shows up, because he got to answer some questions before he try to deflect. So let's see if Czar shows up. The hunt for Czar October. Czartober. Nah, that's whack. We got to come up with something else. But we're going to see if he show up, yeah. We're going to sit here, we're going to wait. It's like trying to find Sasquatch. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to make sure his ass... Get your hind parts in here, boy. Yeah. Where he at? Yeah, let's see. Yeah, they... Let's see. Oh, shoot. Yeah, there we go. Get in here, boy. Get in here, boy. Yeah. Yeah. Czar, get in here, boy. There we go. I'm on my Kwame Brown right now. Yeah. Get in here. Yeah. Make sure your connection good, too. I don't want no whammies. Yeah.
Okay, baby girl. I'll see you later. What time? Oh, hold on, Ma. Yeah. What time you gonna be back?
Woo!
Yeah. Okay, don't be late.
Yeah, you better wear that bucket hat on because it's raining on your ass right
What's
now.
What's up, son?
Your ass got something. Whoa, Nelly. I'd have seen it all today, boy. You cannot talk that bush to us anymore.
What are you talking
about? What you say? What's the name of my crew? What's the name of my crew again?
Huh? The Peanut Gallery?
The Peanut Gallery saw your ass get bored today.
Hey, the Peanut Gallery, I already know that. All right, bro. What y'all talking about?
Whoa, what we talking?
Yeah.
What? Hold on.
Wait. I can tell you just got look, I see you got your cocaine in your hair because you're bending down like you got a new hair plug. Okay?
Nope. We ain't doing that, Jesus. Hey.
If your hair is short and nappy, cocaine will make it happy. I see you up there, buddy. I see you shining. Go ahead. Yeah, I see you.
All I know is, hey, dog, I don't want to see no eyeballs and no wows.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about, bro? You like grapes?
Hmm? Yo. You say you, what? Yeah, I used to DJ with tapes.
You like cheese, eggs, and Welch's grape? Conversate for a few, because in a few, we're going to do what we can to do, and that right, boo, true. Wait, you got a false, though.
Wait. Get to the point. What are you talking about?
Huh? Your ass is out there talking. You was talking big dog stuff, and all of a sudden, somebody came in like, cut it.
I can't recall what you're talking about, bro. I'm getting the O.J. Simpson look away.
We kept the files.
Huh?
We kept the files.
What are you talking about, bro?
Your King of Zamunda post with your little picture? Looking like a fake ass
King of
Joffrey Dolphy?
Royal Jeffrey Joffa? Yeah, that's me. Yeah.
Yes.
Somebody appeared
and then you disappeared.
I had to work, bro. I had work to do. I can't fight you. Between you and Jamie, I can't fight y'all black asses on every post, bro.
Nope. Somebody else.
Look, that fake ass Tisha Campbell house party, Sharang with a Kool-Aid at, I ain't got time to, I don't roast females, man. It's a G code. I don't roast females unless they really get on my nerves and we face to face. Okay? So the fake ass CC Peniston / Tisa Campbell, I'm not gonna mess with her. All right, I'm not gonna mess with it because I don't got time to do all that. I got brother.
That's a lie. That's a lie. You're lying because you're trying to roast her right now.
No, I'm not.
You're trying to roast her right now.
I know I'm working, bro. Look, I'm working. I'm working. I'm working, bro. That's
I don't know, dude.
Jamie said he didn't disappear. He went into hiding.
Yeah. Let's talk about that. I ain't.
What?
We got the files.
What? So wait a minute. When you say I got the file, I don't understand because I didn't respond.
Screenshot.
I don't respond to females like that, bro. I don't do that. I don't be roasting
no females.
Screenshot. Huh? Look, I ain't gonna be here very long. I don't respond to.
Oh, don't worry.
I don't respond to.
Oh, don't worry. We ain't worried about you being here long.
If I post a female, then y'all be talking about. You took advantage of the weak and the meek and all. I don't do all that, bro. Look, if she want to carry on and roast, I tell you what I want to do. I'm going to do it the John Wick way. Every time she say something, I'm going to roast. I'm going to come for your ass. Okay? I'm going to come for you.
Don't worry.
We can pause that. Look, we can pause.
Good. Because when you come for me or you get out of line, I know who to make appear now.
I don't know what you're talking about, bro. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yo, you like grapes, nigga? I know you hate that word, so you heard what came before it.
I don't eat grapes, bro.
Oh, I know. That's cold word to shut your ass up and get off Facebook.
That messed up my digestional system.
Yes. She messed up your digestional system.
I still don't know what you're talking about. But hey, the reason I can't, I'm glad you tagged me or something. I got an issue and I got a question, okay?
I got a question.
I'm gonna need you and the rest of the sports world to shut the hell up. Y'all playing the narrative word, y'all playing that phrase out. I need y'all to find another goddamn phrase. The phrase narrative and all that. Everybody's saying narrative. You need to find a different way to express yourself. And I did look these words up. These words, you can actually substitute for the word narrative, history, chronicle, report, record, statement, chronological. Y'all can use any of these damn words, but everybody using the damn word narrative. The shit played out, bro. Y'all act like y'all the caveman, y'all discover fire with this word narrative. Y'all need to cut, not just you, but a lot of people, these sports people on ESPN, everybody, the only person I know is not using the word narrative right now is my man Stephen A. Smith, because he has a large vocabulary. So I'm gonna need you and the rest of your peanut gallery Calhoun reporters to use a substitute for the word / phrase narrative. The shit is played. There's nothing against you. Now you can go, it's nothing against you, but I need you to use another word, brother. Okay?
Huh?
Yeah, use another goddamn word.
You know what's funny, bro? You know
office,
what's funny?
Plot.
You know what's funny, bro?
Sequence of events. Sequence of events. These are words you can use. Y'all discovered the goddamn word narrative. Y'all don't play the shit out.
Bro, you're long. You're very long-winded.
I know, but I'm just saying I'm very disappointed, man.
Gotta work on that. You gotta take a breath and let somebody else that's on with you rebuttal versus run on sentences. Like, we got the fucking point.
Okay.
You're beating the dead.
All right. I apologize.
Okay. It's funny you said Stephen A. Smith, because Kwame Brown got him speaking differently. Ain't that right, Bean? Me and Bean talked about that yesterday. Kwame Brown that made that boy talk the way he talked now.
Okay. Huh? Okay, let's address that real quick.
Another man him change his approach. Way he's a sucker now,
bro. Wait, bro. Look, yeah. I can tell you all the brother. Look, I can tell you all emotional. Your forehead like a dirt road, like BMX.
Bro.
Look,
hey,
no,
hey,
you emotional. Bro. Your forehead stop. Like a dirt road track right now. It's all bumped
you
up,
really,
man. Stop. Calm down a little bit. Calm down.
Funny.
Bring it down.
The jokes aren't. Sorry.
No, your forehead was all crimped together like a damn meatloaf.
Sorry.
I could tell you was emotional. You're emotional right now. You're emotional. Your forehead
proceed,
was like this.
Proceed, sir.
Okay. So the reason I'm gonna say Stephen A. Smith, and I'm proud of the brother, and you tomorrow, you shouldn't nobody be defending him. this is Stephen A. Smith's job to break people down. And I'm not saying break people down in a negative way. If you a scrub, you a scrub. If you was Kwame Brown compared to NBA standards, played like a scrub. All Stephen A. Smith said was, through his whole career, we wanted to see improvement from the number one pick. You're 6 foot five, so six, you're 7 foot, 265, 270. And we ain't seen no improvement? Come on, dog. The Wizards invested money in you, and you have yet to return that. That's all Stephen A. was getting at. Now Kwame Brown was, I'm going to kick you upside your head, blah, blah, blah. Come on, man. The dude was talking basketball. This is not like Charlamagne. It's not like the other people attacking your family. Stephen A. Smith was talking basketball. Kwame Brown got in his feelings. So, to me, Kwame Brown did play like a scrub. I'm sorry, bro. You 7 foot, 265 at the gym. You not taking advantage of the skills the man above gave you. That's all Stephen A. Smith was talking about. What Kwame Brown would come out. Boy, that goddamn, that for real Williams hat he be wearing, that's the benefit on his damn head. No, Kwame Brown need to come back with something else. Stephen A. ain't the one you want to attack. And bro, you got a lot of goddamn grays in the back of your hair, bro. I don't know if your hi-fi with high definition is broadcasting 1080p, but you got a lot of shit in the back of your head, bro. You need to apply that, the same blackness right here, you need to apply that back there. That's all, this all Jamie Moore fault. God damn it. What's up, P. Diddy? Talk to me, man. Come on, Loon.
Really up here, cop.
Come on, Loon.
You really up here, cop, please. Bro, you gonna let somebody talk?
My bad. Go ahead, Loon.
You really up here, cop, please, for a Negro with a hairline that start behind his ears?
Who?
Hooper dead.
Who tomorrow?
Just like this Stephen argument Smith? To be dead. Yes.
Bro, but he's talking basketball. He didn't attack Kwame personally like the rest of the nation.
Hey, bro,
he
bro.
Said you, let me, let me you ask didn't you play up to standards.
Hold on, man. You just talk for 10 minutes, bro. Chill.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
If I'm speaking to a college students, what does Kwame Brown have with your speech? Why are you including Kwame Brown in your speech and trying to joke him?
You trying to joke him? But we lead by example.
No! Stop.
Okay, go ahead. My bad.
You said you're talking basketball. But if I ain't speaking to students, am I still speaking basketball or am I speaking about motivation and stuff?
Both.
Bro, he's speaking to students and he got paid to address student bodies about stuff that deals with school. And then he goes at Kwame Brown and starts and made him a butt of a joke. That's not basketball no more, bro. It's not.
Can I talk now? Oh, great master of disaster.
I'm done, bro.
Okay, okay, wait a minute. So Stephen A. Smith has the inside track on what to do, what not to do. He's talking to these kids about life decisions, sports, and stuff like that, right? It's not a butt of a joke, bro. It's an example.
No, it's not basketball anymore.
Bro, okay, so
no,
so, wait.
Stop right there. No. You got to stop right there. You can't change. You can't move the fence now. You said Stephen A. was talking basketball. They're not talking basketball anymore. Now you're coming at me. Oh, bro. Now you're coming at me personally. That's a personal angle. If I go to some kids and I start talking to some kid, I say, yo, that dude Kevin and Paper Kickitan, don't be like him. Don't waste your body frame and just be trash. That's not talking football no more. That's talking about you, period. Don't make excuses why your ass ain't make the All-Star game. That's talking about you personal, which I would not do because we're not joking no more. Now I'm trying to use you to motivate others. That's personally attacking you. That's crossing the line.
No, it's not.
That's respect. It's not. Yes, it is, bro. That's respect.
No, it's not, bro.
You stop. We're not advocate no more. If you truly ride with Stephen A. Smith on this, bro, your ass under the quicksand,
bro.
And you got a big ass head, so you ain't gonna get out.
Can I talk?
Now you can talk.
Okay. Hold on. Myron said.
Yeah, Stephen A. Smith did call him a failure.
Well, okay. That part I don't agree with. If he called, I didn't see that part. If he called, if he called him a failure, I don't, to young kids, I disagree with that. But bro, I'm gonna give you a quick story. When I was in, let's say, eighth grade, I transferred to Sims Middle School. You know who was sitting there in the auditorium? They said, we want these 15 guys to come to the auditorium. You know who was sitting there?
Who?
Newsom.
Which Newsom?
Coach Newsom.
Okay.
Okay. He said, hey guys, y'all don't know me. I'm Coach, you know, blah, blah, blah. What he said, and I won't say what he said, but it was on the level of Stephen A. Smith. He gave us examples of what football can lead to, what not to do, and what, you know, what to do.
Okay. Did he use an example? Did he use a player as an example?
I ain't gonna say that.
Don't name them. Did he name names?
He named an example.
All right. If he named names, that's a personal attack on that player, his former player. That's tasteless.
He just threw a name out there. It wasn't a personal player. It wasn't.
Don't matter. If he dropped the name, that's bitch shit.
No.
Ain't no need to drop the name.
Okay, wait a minute. Wait. No. Because we all knew this was an NFL player. He's using it as an example, bro.
No, I'm talking about in a negative light. If you want to use somebody and it's positive, it's a difference. You're using them, it's an uplifting.
Yeah.
He's using Kwame as a deterrent when Kwame is actually a success story.
Okay.
So he got these young people looking at him like everybody, like, so think of this, bro. Realize this. Stephen A. Smith went at Kwame Brown so much with the disrespect, just killing him, that everybody thought he was a legit bust and he was out the league in like 5 years.
Then when you go back,
you realize this dude played over a decade of professional sports.
True.
Got drafted number one as a high school player. So you erase all the success. He had only played basketball 4 years leading up to that. That's a success, but you got some dude who was trash in basketball himself, got the nerve, the audacity, the mitigated gall to tear down another young brother who was a huge success story, that was homeless. They got that Charlamagne aired out his past, his past difficulties with his other family members. Mm-hmm. But we got people thinking that it's funny to use him as a punchline.
Okay.
Come on, dog. No,
hey, bro.
But we supposed to be like this.
No, I, no, but we supposed it. To be I like get, this. I get it. I get it. But we're talking about the brothers.
But he be the main one dissing the brothers all the time. Stephen A. Smith be the main one feeling like he the Mr. Black Man of the media, that he can challenge a black man because he black. Fuck out of here, Stephen A.
Okay, so.
And that's why I'm glad Kwame was blasting his punk ass for that.
So wait a minute. On the NBA standard. In the NBA standard level, who had a better career, Sean Bradley or your man, Mr. Brown? You know who Sean Bradley
know
is?
That,
do you know who Sean what Bradley does it
have, is? What does it have to do with anything?
We're talking about ball, bro. I understand it's a success story and all that. We're talking about athletic standards. You did not use your gifts. You got paid more than that.
You didn't use yours.
Yes, I did.
Can I say
I
that?
I did.
How?
What? What are you talking about?
How?
You saw the blip on the radar. You saw the Alabama blip on the radar, bro. What are you talking about, man?
I'm waiting.
I told you, but you see, we've already discussed this, man.
You don't like that, do you?
What are you talking about? No, sir. No. You was a bust.
You were a bust. You ain't even make all.
You was a bust.
You ain't make all day.
Don't try it, bro. That ain't gonna work on me. That don't work on me.
What you mean
that
work?
Won't work on me.
It's a fact, right? That's a fact. You was a bust, right? By your logic, you're a bust.
Says who?
Your logic.
How? I wasn't pick number one. I was a pick number one.
You didn't use your God-given ability.
I was a pick number one, bro.
It don't matter.
Wait. Since we're going to use that logic. First of all, I wasn't pick number one. I wasn't given $50 to $60 million to do a damn thing.
You your God
no, bro. No, that's we're on the same energy.
You were a
no,
bust.
If somebody, you were a bust. Put it like this: if somebody gave me, made me number one. If somebody, if somebody put,
did you do
if
what somebody he put
$50 to $60 million in my hand? I will guarantee you, I would not be a bust. Nah, bro, come on, man.
See, this what,
no, this, fam, no. This what, no.
You don't realize
that won't work, bro.
This is why I know you don't know what greatness is when it comes to sports. Because a great will make sure they got that down pat before they even get the money. The greats do what people don't see them do.
What do you mean? Put the work in?
Your ass was a slacker. That's why you ain't make all district. That's why you want an all-star. It won't coach Smith's fault. It was your work.
You're talking too fast. You said put the work in.
Oh, I know. I'm hitting your ass.
No, you're talking too fast.
You don't like that.
I'm trying to gather all your thoughts.
You quiet.
What? Say it again.
Money doesn't change you, bro. It reveals the true you.
The worth ethic.
So if you ain't got work ethic, money not going to work ethic
for Kwame Brown wasn't there, bro.
Nah, bro.
It wasn't there.
You just said if somebody gave me $50 million, I promise you, bitch, that's a lot.
What?
And I'm going to say it just like that.
50 minutes.
Money ain't going to reveal no true hard work. If you can't
catch it in the mud,
it don't matter.
If I'm the number one, if I'm the number one rated player, bro, come on.
You'll never be number one.
Come on.
You don't got it.
Come on, bro. Come on.
You don't got it.
What?
You ain't built like
that. Oh, come on, bro.
You're not built like that.
I know what you're leading to. Tape don't lie. Come on, fam. Tape don't lie.
Tape was average.
Tape does not lie, bro. Tape doesn't lie.
Your tape was average at best.
Wait a minute. Wait.
Your shit was average.
What?
It's an intervention. Stop talking.
Okay, all right. Your shit was average. I see where you're going, but no. If I'm the rated,
you didn't dominate. Not a damn player. So if Kwame a bust, you got some explaining to do.
I've already explained it.
You were a bust.
I've already explained it to you, bro. I've already explained it to you, man. I've already explained it to you. I already told you I was that close from going with the Giants to camp. I already told you that. And I didn't even go to college for 4 years. That's how, bro. In fact, let me tell you. Hold on. In fact, I didn't even finish college, was not even on a major program, and still almost got picked up by the Giants. That's how good I was, bro. Come on, fam. Don't try to play. No. Your boy was a bust. Now, if you want to say get it out the mud, I actually got it out the mud. Okay? I don't want to hear nothing about that. Yes,
nobody around
almost but look this close.
All our rings got names
from being with the Giants.
Once
I signed with the Giants, I'm not trying to be funny. I don't know none of y'all. My whole life is a total blur. Okay, I don't even know if I'm on Facebook. Okay, all right. Half of these people up here, I probably wouldn't associate. All right, I'm just saying, bro. Like my brother said, I got a call the other day. My boy said, it's a good thing you didn't make it pro. I said, why? He said, man, you'd have probably had about 50 kids. I'd have been a party animal.
You said that already,
I know,
bro.
But that's what I'm saying, bro. How does a guy like me, a bus, doesn't complete college and still almost get picked up by an NFL team? No, bro. Tell me, how does that happen? How?
That's in the genes, bro.
That's gene pool. They don't make guys the size of me who have athletic ability, bro, this is rare.
You gotta be so nice that people can't conspire to keep you off an all-star game, which wasn't nice.
Put it like this.
Then you ain't get the Bama because you want that nice.
I left school, bro. It is what it is. I had kids. When you have kids, you have a decision to make, yes. Okay, child support is like the mafia. Once you're in, you're in. You gotta die to get out. That's how it was back in the day. You know what I mean? You was in college. If you had kids, it was a rarity, bro. They don't have support systems now. But like I said, I'm not blaming that. But it is what it is. But how? How does a nobody from Hampton, Virginia still almost make the Giants? I don't go bragging about that because there's nothing to brag about. I expected to be in the league.
You ain't, I expected
to be in the league. I'm kind of disappointed in myself that I didn't, you know, go a little bit further. But how does like me, a guy are you like high? Me, almost make the Giants?
Are you high? Did you practice?
I'm serious, bro.
Did you get a camp check?
What? No, I tried to tell you. I already told you what happened.
Did you get issued a helmet?
What happened, bro?
How you almost make something then? You ain't even practice. Bro,
at that time, let me tell you something real quick, bro. At that time, wait a minute. At that time, I was 6'4", 320 pounds, playing D tackle.
What year?
You wasn't nobody stopping me.
What year was this?
We talking about?
What year?
Like 98, 99. Oh, you talking about the Giants? It was 2001, 2000. It was like 2001, 2000.
So I was in Atlanta.
Right after they got blown out. Jim Fossil, let me tell you. Jim Fossil was the coach. He just got fired the year after they went to the Super Bowl with the Ravens. That's what I'm trying to tell you. When the agent called me, I sent my stuff, my tapes. The agent called me. He said, hey, we got your tape, blah, blah, blah. Hey. They even sent an official letter with the logo of the Giants. Say, hey, you invited to camp, blah, blah, blah. He said, save my number down. I said, cool.
So you almost made it Giants because you got it.
No. Let me tell you. So I call. So minicamp is coming up. What? Minicamp is coming up. Wait, bro. Minicamp is coming up. So I call.
You got to try it out.
No, I'm looking at the news. Jim Fossil relieved of his duties.
That's a tryout.
Relieved of his duties.
Hey, bro, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but that was a damn tryout.
No, that was invited to minicamp, bro.
That was a tryout. Minicamp.
Yeah, slapped the back of his bald head. Okay.
That was a tryout. Hey, look. As long as I know this.
Now who got you, boy? Yeah.
I'm still talking. I'm still
got you, boy.
Your ass went the black.
All I'm saying is this. Dark. All I'm saying is this. I'm not going to deny myself my greatness, bro. At 6'4", 320 pounds, as a tweener? No. Yeah, you better be quiet. Get him, Miss Hawkins. Get his ass, Miss Hawkins. Get him.
Hey, yo, did they get him? One better for you. Were they going to fly you out or you had to pay your own way?
Say again.
Were they going to fly you out or did you have to pay your own?
No, I had to make my way. I had to make my way.
That's a tryout.
Bruh, it don't matter. The whole point is wait a minute, bro. The minicamp, if I'm stepping on the field of the New York Giants, bro, I'm going to make the team. I don't give a damn what you say. Okay? It ain't going to be like Hard Knocks where they come in my office. When the Turk come in the office for the Cowboys, get your playbook. And do they want to leave? They almost had the rest of the league. Nah, bro. Let me tell you something real quick. The talent was so great, bro. It's undeniable. I would have made the camp, bro. All right.
Want to see a liar?
Nah.
Look at him.
But you let the dog look in. Oh, man. You let the dog look in.
It's my dog.
Come on, son. Don't let the dog look you in the mouth.
Look at that liar right there.
Look at y'all two devious black ass. He black and you. Look at both of y'all, man. Look, oh my God.
Remember that.
Come on, man. But look.
Remember his mom.
Look, I ain't gonna say too much else about it, bro, because I be dropping names and stuff. That's a story I don't like to tell because.
You take straight hand plays, you just said.
Say again?
You said you was gonna take straight hand plays.
Well, straight hand was a little bit overweight back then. Straight hand had two careers. He had his first stint when he was real heavy. Then he lost weight towards the end of his career. That's when he became the sack master. So, but no, hey, bro, I was on the blip. It is what it is. You know?
Yeah, you was a blip.
And Vic, I see Vic laughing. Let me tell you how crazy stuff is. The Norfolk Nighthawks had a workout. I'm serious. Norfolk Nighthawks, my mom messed me up. I hope she ain't watching. My brother told me this
about $50 workout, right?
Nope, I didn't have to pay. Nope.
You got to start everything.
No, bro, they invited me. No, I sent the tape. They invited me. We worked out at Hampton University's field. And so I flew back to Florida, and I didn't have a cell phone at that time. I had a house phone. So they called my mom's number and said, hey, we want to bring Thorn back in for a secondary workout. Guess what my mom said?
Okay.
My mom said he don't live here no more. He's not interested in football. Look, let me tell you.
I gotta break it to my son. He's some trash.
No, bro. No, Norfolk Nighthawks. I think Vic was playing with. I don't know what Vic was when playing with them or not. But they called me back for the secondary workout. And my mom said he don't live here no more. He's not interested in football. I did not know this till 3-4 years later. We at Thanksgiving. My mom, we sitting over there at my mom's house in Hampton. My brother said, "Bro, you know you're supposed to be playing football right now." I said, "What you talking about?" He said, "Either supposed to be in the NFL or the Arena League." I said, "What you talking about?"
Look at that.
He said, "Man, the Norfolk Nighthawks don't call mom back, and she told them that you was not interested in playing with them." I said, "What?" So I walked in the kitchen. My mom was cutting the turkey. If that wasn't my mom, I would have strangled. I would have strangled somebody.
That's a nice lullaby you were talking about.
Bro, so back to what you're saying about the bus. Nah, bro. It is what it is. People take different pathways. But if I'm rated the number one player and you handed me 60 mil, ain't no way in the hell I'm gonna perform. What your dog praying?
Yeah, bro, you just shut the hell up.
You praying for forgiveness?
Yeah, forgiving us for these damn lies.
Where is your agent? Stanley. I didn't have an agent, bro. That's how good I was. Didn't have an agent. I did all the footwork. I was on the ground. That's why I say I got it out the mud, bro.
Yo, even my wife looked at you and say, "Shut the hell up."
No, she didn't. She slapped you in the back of your head, told you to shut up. That's why you better watch. Look at you right now. Tell me, Lou.
He lived a life 11 years. He's for the process, and she looked at me like, "What?" Diddy.
Come on, Pete Diddy. Come on, stop lying now. Miss Hawkins, get your boy. Get your boy. Get your boy, Miss Hawkins.
Look, both of my dogs looking at you. The one back there just looked at you. Look.
I'm saying, bro. Look, I can be here 2 months longer, bro, but I see what you're saying about Kwame Brown, but you pay me 60 mil, I guarantee you the bus label won't be there. I'm sorry. That's what makes up the bus. Not the fact that he made your brother.
Your brother told you the truth. I blame your brother now.
What?
That's messed up. Your brother is to you. That's a joke.
What?
Look at my dog looking at you like,
no,
this neat.
Stanley, bro, this is real talk, bro. This is real talk. Like I said, things happen for a reason. That's how I know it wasn't meant for me to play football. It was just too many obstacles in the way.
Obstacles?
Yes, obstacles. Like God said.
The boys in here
God said, regardless of what you do, you will not play professional football. He knew I was going to be out of control. Bro.
You quit opening up,
bro. Let me tell you, if I would have made the league, bro, or whatever, man, I'd probably be dead right now. I would be a party animal, bro.
Quiet.
I'd be a party happened. Animal.
The old lady came in.
I'd have about 15 kids and be broke and be a party animal. But now, and that money probably would have been spent up real fast.
You like grapes?
Huh?
You like grapes?
I don't do grapes, man. I don't know what you're talking about, bro.
Get that boy in Gizmo. Get him.
Jamie Moore, you fake ass teacher Campbell, get your ass off this line. God damn it.
Get him.
Fake ass teacher Campbell. You know, I'm not going to roast the one. I'm not going to roast the one.
Says she fake teacher Campbell. What else you said she was?
Fake ass CC Peniston. Finally, CC Peniston, all that.
You had the same. Your old lady popped in, you were your ass.
I don't know what you're talking about. Look.
And you became somebody in the damn brush.
Hey, man, look.
Camouflaged up.
Look, I don't got nothing to do with that.
Bye.
I ain't got nothing to do with that, bro. To
a place where we can be free. Follow me. Follow me.
Are you done, bro?
Boom, boom, boom. I bet you got that on your DJ. You need to get that in your playlist.
Huh?
You play that when you hosting a party?
Man, people don't listen to that, man.
Follow me.
I can't even see the...
Follow me.
But I have a question, though. I have a question for Jamie Moore.
Go ahead.
When we can be. Hey, for real, real talk, bro. What? Can I ask you a question, though?
Yeah.
So, Stanley don't believe me about what I say about.
Hell, Stanley was my neighbor. We cut for the same.
I'm just saying, bro.
We watched the first UFC event together. And Batman with the real Joker and the real gun that shot down the goddamn Batmobile in the sky.
Come on with that Civil War II pistol?
Yeah, yeah, that one. The long.
Michael Moses said, who else was looking at me in college?
Yeah, proceed. Because stories. He's like untold.
We got
untold lies.
So let me tell you. Let me finish telling y'all. Let me tell you how God works.
Hold on. This is episode 3 of Czar's Untold Lies. Go. We almost started a series together. Untold Lies. Go.
No, it was Hawaii. It was Auburn. It was Bowie State. I really wanted Hampton to offer me, but it wasn't there. You know what I'm saying? So let me tell you what happened. This is before anything else happened. So when I went to Montgomery College.
This how they sit.
When I went to Montgomery College, first year, I sat the bench for one game. They after that, they seen the athleticism. They're like, yo, you don't need to be on the bench. So I'm started playing, you know, I'm defensive end, outside linebacker. I'm tearing shit up, tearing everybody up. Have you ever heard of we played Georgia Military, they had Jasper Sanks, then we played Georgia something, they had Ivan Butler, went against all them cats, okay? So check this out. So going into the next season, I say, you know what? This program's not for me. I'm gonna go ahead and leave and go home. But before then, coach saw me at tight end at 260, running the hell out of routes. He said, hey, we want you to come back. No, I'm serious, bro. I'm serious. He said, we want you to come back.
I'm going to go ahead
and transfer. This is before the Giants. This is before the Norfolk Nighthawks. So I went home. I ain't going to lie to nobody. I went home. I said, man, I'm going to transfer to another school. You know, so I said, I'm going to go ahead and go to Hampton, you know, whatever. So I needed a job. So I pulled I did the Ahmad Hawkins thing. I said, ain't nobody going to sit there and give you, you know, you get up off your ass. You got to go work. So I went down to Hampton University. I went down to the painting department. All right. And this was the most humblingest thing I have ever done in my life. He's the GOAT. I woke up 5:30, got dropped off with my stepdad, RIP, God rest dead and all that. He used to drop me up every day to the painting department at Hampton University. And my supervisor was an asshole. He ain't like me. I don't know. I was the youngest cat, you know, good looking and all that. Around a bunch of women at Hampton, they was all hitting on me and all that. So I'm out there. It's 99 degrees. He say, Thorne, I got some for your ass. Because I'm in the dorm room painting and flirting and all that with all the women. He said, I want to, you know, the Harvey Library? You know the Harvey Library at Hampton? Yeah, you do. Is that
I don't.
Yeah, you do, bro. The only library at Hampton University. They named it after President Harvey. Okay, they named it after President Harvey. So I'm out. Okay, no problem. So the Hampton University Library named after President Harvey. He says, "I'm gonna fix you. Either do this or you're gonna get fired." So he drops me off over there on the gate. He said, "I need this whole gate painted black before 4:30. I'm looking, the whole thing is rusty. So I'm out there painting. Wham, I'm out there painting. And in fact, the same paint that I use is still on the Harvey Library today at Hampton University. Yeah, I put that up there. So I'm over there whipping the paint. Wham, wham, wham. So I go to lunch. I got paint all on my stuff, you know. And in fact, okay, let me go back to the story. So I go to the, Hampton University Stadium is getting that ad on that brick wall. So he says, hey, we need you to go ahead and lift some Pepsi machines and bring him into Coach Taylor's office. I said, what? I didn't know. No, when he said Coach Taylor, I promise you, bro, I ain't gonna drop Coach Taylor's name for nothing.
Yeah, Coach Taylor, son.
Yeah, Aaron, exactly. Let me tell you how stuff's so funny, bro. So me and this other dude, we lift a Pepsi machine in there. We painting one of the coach's offices. Taylor walk in. He said, Thorne. He said, what the hell are you doing here? Working. I said, he said, didn't you play ball with my son? I said, yeah, Coach Taylor, I played blah, blah, blah. He said, well, what happened? I sat down in his office for 30 minutes and told him. In fact, my manager said, hey, Coach T, this young man got to get back to work. Coach Taylor said, wait a minute. Uh-uh. You come in here, young man, in my office, we're going to talk. We're going to chop it up. We're going to straighten things out. So I'm telling the man about what happened to JUCO, this and that. He said, Thorne, he said, what I saw you do a year ago, and I know you balling in JUCO, I'm going to give you an opportunity. I said, what's the opportunity? He said, I'm gonna give you the opportunity to go to come to Hampton. But I got people calling me. Look, I got people calling me.
Well, she showed up.
Story coming. I got people calling me. He said,
oh, I thought she
you
showed
up. You're gonna have to walk on. I bet. No, you okay. Good, bro. He said, you're gonna have to walk on here and earn your spot and earn the financial aid. Man, see, I got people calling me left and right, bro. They want to get the scoop on this story. See, this is unreleased.
So, I know.
I said, Coach Taylor. Huh?
No, keep going. My bad. Go ahead. I ain't saying nothing.
I say, you talking to be funny, bro. I shake Coach Taylor's hand. I say, hey, I appreciate it, man. I'm going to do right. I know this is my last chance, blah, blah, blah. So I apply at Hampton. I get in. And I said, okay, I got to sit out a year. Got to go to class, this and that, blah, blah, blah. So next thing I know, when it's time to go to school, I get a phone call. I'm pregnant. It's the mother of my kids, you know, now. She said, I'm pregnant. I said, what? So I'm like, well, I told her the good.
So you was raw dog?
Huh?
You raw dogging the whole time?
Yeah, I was. That's how I know I was out of control, bro. That's how I knew I was out of control. I was not meant to be in the NFL. I'd have had about 15 kids, bro. This is how I know. Okay, so she says, I'm pregnant. And I just a couple of days ago, I say, hey, I'm about to go play ball at Hampton, blah, 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 sign, all that stuff. I'm pregnant. So I called my big brother, the same one that told me that Norfolk Nighthawks called me about four or five years later. I said, big bro, I said, I'm having a kid. What should I do? I want to go to school, but I don't want, see, somebody, people keep on calling me. Somebody don't want me to tell the story. So I tell him I'm about to have a kid. What should I do? Should I just go ahead and keep on playing ball? Or should I go where the kid is at and take care of the kid? My brother said, and I quote, he said, boy, he said, child support is like the mafia. I said, what does that mean? He pulled the car over. He said, once you in, you in. You got to die to get out of child support. And that scared the life out of me. So I said, you know what? I don't want to be no deadbeat dad, so I'm going to relocate to Florida and go ahead and take care of my kid. And that's when my life started in Florida. That's why I'm an actor now. I'm a DJ. I'm one of the most hated. I'm a radio personality, all that stuff. You feel me, fam? So we all have pathways we take.
We do. Yeah.
So going forward, I went home to try out for the Nighthawks. Did good, bench press, ran a 40. It was 30 degrees outside at Hampton University. They called me back, called my mom. And he don't live here no more. He's in Florida. He's not interested in playing. What?
How would you be playing, though, if you lived in Florida?
Because I would have relocated. I would have relocated for the season, bro. My mom stayed there at Hampton. If Norfolk Nighthawks said, hey, we want to sign you to a contract to play for the season. Oh, yeah, I would have went up there and played for, like, you know, 3 months, whatever the season, and flew back. It is what it is. And Vic, the reason I'm telling this story is Tevin Campbell around and around. The reason I'm telling this story, Vic, is because your boy says this happened. Like, you know, your boy trying to paint me like I'm the bad guy. I'm just telling him like it is. I almost made the Giants with minimum effort. So, I'm just trying to tell you, bro. I'm still great.
You almost got. You almost got a tryout.
I know my ego is big. I'm still great, though, bro. It is what it is.
You almost got a tryout, bro.
Huh? No, I would have made the team, bro. Let me tell you something. Hey. When you give a person like me an opportunity, just like acting, when I first acted, I took that shit by the throat and smashed it. I don't look back, bro. I don't look back. I'm not the biggest actor in the world.
Hey, as a friend, to motivate you, get out of your comfort zone.
I know
get
that.
Some damn line.
I know that.
I need you to get some line.
Huh?
Get some lines.
Oh, I got some lines. In fact, I'm reading. Actually, I'm gonna let this out. I had somebody contact me. He says, we're gonna put you in an action movie, as you know, for a 5-minute role, not reoccurring, that's no cameo. And I said, okay, well, what you want to do? It's like John Wick kind of. He said, we want you to read for the part of Lawrence Fishburne as the Beggar King.
Okay,
so I'm reading it right now, and I'm about to read for you real quick, Mr. Amar.
I'm about to read right now. Bro, they might get mad. Don't do that, bro.
F them. F your peanut.
No, bro. No, I ain't gonna be the reason you don't get your
life. Hold on. Where is that?
Hey, G.
Where is it at?
Not today. Bro, chill. Nah. That's breaking confidentiality.
They want me to audition for the Beggar King, you know, to reenactment. I'll do it, you know.
Hey, bro.
No, you cannot have my damn autograph. This is the reason. You're the reason this is happening right now, Jamie Moore.
Have you practiced?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, you want to hear it? What you
I'm listening out for you, bro.
You want to see it? John Wick, the Boogeyman.
Oh, come on, man. No, be serious. I'm trying to
be serious. John Wick, the Boogeyman. You know, John,
that's a nice little DJ set.
Never been able to sneak up on me.
Wanna
know why, John?
You got Funky Town a part of your playlist?
You gave me this.
Won't you take me to Funky Town? You got that?
A gift from the Boogeyman, John. A gift on all occasions. I had a choice that night, John. Shoot you in the back and kill you.
Bruh, no, we're not doing that.
Keep the pressure on my neck and live.
We're not.
You see, John?
Blah, blah, blah. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, I will not let go of my platform. He ain't gonna be blaming me like he blamed Coach.
Oh, you want a gun, John? Hey, the contract with South, John, that's bad.
I'm not myself. You're not gonna blame me.
$7 million? God damn. $7 million.
And cut. You gotta work on that shit.
Now we're going to Applebee's after this. Okay.
You gotta work.
We're going
that,
to Applebee's after this. Better. We going to Applebee's. We're going to Applebee's. Hey, we going to Applebee's. So I'm not gonna, like I said, I'm not gonna rehearse the whole thing, but I got
bro,
it down pat, bro. Come on, I got it down pat, bro. The beggar,
come on, man.
Get this man a gun. What's the contract up to now? $7 million? God damn, John.
Hey, let me say how to
happen. Damn, John.
Okay. Yeah. You against me too? Superman. All you motherfuckers.
Wait. Anybody can do that.
Acting.
No, anybody can do that. Anybody can do Denzel Washington. Okay, anybody
did
can
you
do
see
that.
I did that for? Woo! What?
Anybody can do Denzel, bro. That's good.
Watch this. Hold on. Watch this. Let me see how nice I am. Stay right there. Watch this. Hold on. Hey, people get shot every day, B. You tough. You be all right.
You idiot, bro. You're a great idiot, bro. Hey, you got some talent, though, bro.
Rock-a-bye, baby.
You got some talent, though, bro. Hey, but like I said, I ain't trying to take the shine off of you, but they want a brother man to read for the Beggar King. Lawrence Fishburne.
That's what's up, bro.
You know, I'm going to put some funk into it. You know,
I'm going to be on the last king. Scotland, you keep messing with me. Yeah. Don't make me be the last king of Scotland out of this motherfucker. I'll be the new godfather.
Nah, don't do that, bro. Don't do that.
Don't do that with the eye, bro.
That's critical. That's culture sensitivity, bro. Don't do that with the
look
eye.
Look at that. Hey. What the fuck? I look just like, hey. Yeah. Hey.
Man, I'm out, man. See, I got to rehearse. Elon Hawk did play. Did it? What?
Oh, you yeah. See, don't tell him, Marion.
You did a
don't
you
tell
him, Marion.
I led my own play.
You did a play in college?
Yeah, I did a play in college. I was the lead.
Lead of what?
Male. Then I wrote one too. I wrote a short one also.
Tell me about it. What's up? What's up, bro? Tell me.
So a homegirl I know, she was directing the play. She had me to be the lead. I had to do a whole monologue while I was fake smoking a Black Mile and stuff in the Black Theater. It was dope, man. I had to do a bed scene in my underwear and stuff in front of everybody. So, yeah, man.
So, I have a question. This is at the University of Virginia?
Did you miss me?
Hey, did you?
The Vernell Hill Show.
Did you do it at the University of Virginia?
Yeah, I did at UVA.
Did you copyright it?
It was fun, bro. It was different, though, like doing the rehearsals and the actual workshops and stuff, getting in character.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's different.
That's what I'm working on different. Now, bro.
That's how I respect actors and actresses.
Yeah.
Getting in the character, yeah.
Got to.
Just like, you got to submerge yourself.
Just like Tupac. Do the Tupac. Do the Tupac juice joint. We said, yeah. You got to be ready and take them out anytime you ready. I know you can do that.
Check yourself, Q. You got to be ready to ride all the motherfuckers when they come in here. And we won't dare for Blitz. We always running.
Okay, bro. Okay.
And still fix me some motherfucking cheese with them links. They're hungry than the motherfucker. See, I took some of, you know what I'm saying, in society. Hey, yo, hold up. Bro, like you that. Told me I need you to come around here and say about 10:30.
Samuel Jackson.
Do. Mama. Faggot ass Chauncey, do I stutter, motherfucker? Huh? Do I stutter? You care for the Black man to steal for your punky ass? Get the fuck out of here. Excuse my language, people. You, that's a part of the line.
So, did you copyright your stuff?
What stuff?
You said you was in a play, right? Well, did you write? Did you write it or what?
It was for a class. It was like a short play. It wasn't nothing like major. It was just one scene, so it was acting. So the premise was, I got a girl pregnant, I didn't know what to do, and I had three different homeboys, and they isolated each time I talked to one of them, like, what should I do? So one of them was like, man, fuck that shit, you're a player, blah, blah, blah. The other one was like, yo, you effed up, you need to do this, you need to do that. And then the last one was like that even keel, like, bro, you need to step up to the plate, you can still do this and that, so. It was centered around, it's funny you said you were talking about like pregnancy and stuff, that's what it was about.
Oh, word? Okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it was for a drama.
I'm gonna get off of here, I'm gonna give you a quick tip. From now on, you probably already know this, the business mogul mind and stuff that you are. Whenever you write something,
always, that was back in 90.
Yeah, I know. 99. I know it wasn't a big deal, but now that I'm looking, did you see what I posted about the Wayans family, the Wayans brothers, in the Scary Movie
franchise? Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, Living Color.
Yeah. Was it Harry Weinstein or whatever? Took it away. The
Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah, bro. That right there pissed me off.
Yeah.
If you wrote that, if you have.
You know what else pissed me off? You know what else pissed me off? Damn. Oh, how you call Kwame Brown a bus?
He is a bus. Bro,
my Thanos voice.
He stole money.
Great.
He's on the same level as Michael Olatunde.
Who, you know that name?
The Candy Man. All them, bro. Come on.
How many years you spent in NBA?
They hired you to do a job and you failed to do the goddamn job.
How many years did he play in the NBA?
Huh?
How many years did he play in the NBA?
Bro, I got people that's in my I got presidents in my corporation right now that don't do diddly squat. They shouldn't even be there. They the Kwame Browns of the corporation.
Damn.
Yeah, bro. They sitting there with a desk job. I'm like, okay.
What's their name?
Huh? I don't do that, bro. I need my job, man. You know, the names have been hidden for security.
Bro. The grapes, you forgot the grapes in the freezer. Attention to the grapes.
Yeah, I'm out, bro. Yeah. See, y'all trying to get me in trouble. I'm out. Hey,
you
Jamie Moore. Like I said, before I go,
Episode three of Untold Lies with Czar Thorne. His name is Czar Thorne. That's gonna be the title. I don't really roast
women like that because it's frowned upon. Those are my younger years. Now my younger years, if you used to come at me like this, I would have roasted the weave on top of your head. I'm like that. I don't do that anymore.
She ain't got weave, bro.
I don't roast women. I don't roast women.
You can't say she got weave. She got good hair.
No, she ain't got weave, man.
No, it's not. Jamie ain't never.
Nicknamed Bald Head Becky, you better stop playing with her. How your hair this long?
Nobody that know her knows she don't got
weave. Tomorrow is this long. Come on, bro. Come on, Bald Head Becky. Don't play with me now.
Czar Thorne. Okay. You're going the wrong way. Go get them great.
Hey, I'm gone.
All right, brother. That was episode three. I got to find the first two because he always give me good material. But I let him rock out. Hope y'all enjoyed the lies. That man said he almost made the Giants, and it was a paid workout that he had to attend. What? But that's my guy right there. That's my guy. Can't nobody tell you nothing different. Anytime we need a picker-upper, we just make sure Czar Thorne is in the building. You can't tell me your day ain't going better now after hearing that dude talk and tell his stories. How can you be mad at somebody? You can't be mad at nobody like that. look, man, you better go tending them frozen grapes and leave me the hell alone. You almost paid. If you would have touched down in New York, well, really Jersey, your ass would have paid. You'd have been there with Ja Rule and Fat Joe and them. This is. Oh, you was in that video too, weren't you? I got 100 clips. I'm from New York. Probably was a stunt double for somebody too, huh? Then somebody get beat up in that video. That was you. You was a stunt double. All right, man. I know we went over an hour. We got to an hour, so I'm about to dip anyway. Appreciate y'all. This has been very enjoyable. I will upload this later to my podcast platform. Untold Stories. No. Untold Lies with Czar Thorne. That's his stage name on my platform. Czar Thorne. One word. Czar Thorne. Hyphenated like Jean-Claude. It's Czar Thorne. Be on the lookout for more Untold Lies with Czar Thorne. I'm your host, Ahmad Hawkins. God bless you and tell the truth.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.